Okay, Roy, so you have a patient who's progressing, has some tumor-related symptoms just a couple months after finishing carbotaxol. What are your thoughts?
Right, so he's basically grown right through the carbotaxol with this disease. Yeah, so you have a very difficult situation here, someone who is primarily refractory to platinum-based therapy with symptoms. So he's going to need to meet a radiation oncologist right away. So that would be my next step. And then the decision would be whether to treat him with radiation alone or try to bring in some second-line chemo in combination with the radiation.
What kind of chemo?
Well, as far as chemo, you know, this is always a tough question. Now we're going to want to radiate. And I think if we are going to radiate and he has a reasonable performance status, we probably should radiate with chemotherapy. The patient's already had platinum and been somewhat refractory. The platinum could still have an effect as a chemosensitizer. So one option would be to give him some platinum, you know, just give him the carbotaxol in weekly doses.
You would give him carbotaxol even though he just progressed?
Oh, well, that's the problem. That's what makes you uncomfortable, the fact that you also realize that there's a systemic disease to treat as well. There aren't that many good alternatives right now as to what to use. There's some data now out there with pemetrexed with Alimta in combination with radiation, and it's pretty well tolerated, you know, 500 milligram per meter squared IV over a short period of time, 10 minutes every 3 weeks. So one option might be to give that in combination with carboplatinum. Actually, at MD Anderson, Ralph Zinner and our group piloted a trial of that in the metastatic setting and very well tolerated. So I've done that on a few occasions in a patient like this. I still probably would give some carboplatinum too, and you can give that with the radiation therapy. But I think for sure radiation therapy would be the way to go here.
What about Taxotere?
Well, I'll defer to Ed on that. I think that certainly that's a reasonable way to go as well. With weekly dosing, I assume, is what you would recommend.
Ed?
So the PET scan was the only thing done on this gentleman, right?
PET CT, CT. To document recurrence.
Did we do a full staging afterwards with an MRI of the brain or other things?
MRI of the brain has been ordered and is pending next week.